This is New Waves, the Australian music podcast from ABC Classic FM.
Hi, I'm Stephen Adams. This week in our studio series, we're back in the company of one of Australia's leading new music chamber groups, Ensemble Offspring. The music is a piece called Silver, a sextet for flute, clarinet, piano, percussion, violin and cello. It's by a prominent mid-career composer, Mary Finsterer. Ensemble Offspring commissioned the work from Finsterer and they gave the first performance of the piece in the Utzon Room at the Sydney Opera House. The band came into the ABC studios the following week to record. In Silver, the tough, visceral style that made Mary Finsterer's reputation has given way to a more meditative musical language. That's under the influence of some much older musical traditions, as you'll hear in a moment. The piece was first broadcast on New Music Upload in the context of an extended interview between the composer and Julian Day. That program was recorded at her studio in the Southern Highlands of New South Wales. And this is an extract from that program. Over to Julian.
In recent months, Mary, a number of your pieces have suddenly flourished in concert halls around Australia. I've heard two premieres within the space of 2 weeks, I think, quite recently. We're actually going to hear a couple of recent pieces. One of them is a piece which Ensemble Offspring commissioned. This is the Sydney Ensemble, a work which seemed to have a great sense of organic nature about it. I'm curious as to how this unfurls musically. What's behind Silver?
Well, really, it started with that beautiful gong, the G, with the pitch of G, and it became more or less like a pedal point. And from there, it just grew in quite an organic way. One would see that it has similarities with Ionia in the sense that it's stark and it's very chordal. And but again, it's using what I'm investigating in terms of harmonies and that relate back to Renaissance writing. And even though I'm extending them further, really that's that's the origin of the material. And really, though, it is Claire Edwards. It's a piece for her, and highlights her, you know, as a soloist.
Thank you.
music performed really quite recently in Sydney and beyond. I caught the Sydney concert at least at the Sydney Opera House and recorded shortly thereafter in the ABC studios. Silver from this year, Mary Finstra, the composer, Claire Edwards, the prominent percussionist there, and her band Ensemble Offspring. And I'm chatting today in the studio, beautiful studio, looking out over many trees and land that gently slopes away here in the southern highlands of New South Wales, the workspace of Mary Finstra. Mary, tradition clearly is something that's come through quite prominently in a lot of the pieces that we've heard tonight, varying traditions, but particularly in recent years, sort of really delving back into the Renaissance, I guess, is how you've seen it. A lot of it coming out of this opera that's occupied you over the past decade or so. But I think possibly still a surprise to some people that there is such a core of tradition in your work, even though it comes through in different ways.
Well, particularly probably in the earlier work, because I'm using a different kind of language, pitch language, a different kind of tonality. But, you know, I'm looking at structural elements there and relationships between instruments that really highlight traditions that go back for centuries. And so while it may not be obvious, it's still there quite strongly. And I like the fact that you can interpret tradition in different ways, that you're still looking at those classic structural forms, yet the interpretation of those forms is seen in different ways, in different contexts. So I'm constantly always referring back to the same elements, and the interpretation of those is different with each piece that I'm working on at the time.
Would you say then that's one of the key quests for you right now, or one of the key questions you're asking yourself? I mean, what is driving Mary Finstra and her music in 2012? What's the driving current, if you like?
I think the idea of looking back, but also looking back to past traditions, but gaining an access to those traditions that enables me to move forward in how I respond in the here and the now.
Composer Mary Finstra, in conversation with New Music Up Late presenter Julian Day. Thank you, Julian. And thanks also to the recording team for the music, Andre Shrimsky, producer, and Ross Ahern, the sound engineer. A session recorded in Studio 200 at the ABC Ultimo Centre. Ensemble Offspring in that recording were Lamorna Nightingale on flute, Jason Noble clarinet, Zubin Kanga piano, Claire Edwards percussion, and indeed the featured soloist in that work, Graham Jennings violin, and Jeffrey Gartner cello. Well, that's all from me, Stephen Adams, for this week, but do join me again next week for more new Australian music, this time for an instrument that will be perhaps unfamiliar to most of you. Until then, safe travelling.